Oh, wonderful. At least I love to watch that video again and again. I will talk about Hideki first now, then after the fact. She talked about experience, and I find that her experience flows into her expression as well. These are all her own illustrations that she's done, especially this one about where are you and how do we reach our goal. She does, though, as kind of a scanner, have a PhD in chemistry and actually was working in the pharmaceutical branch before she became self-employed. And that's why she also mentions that at the end. She knows the difference between being an employee and being self-employed. Yeah, your goal. I think there's a lot of interesting things she said in there that also, I'm seeing it. I don't know if you guys are all seeing it today, but are building up slowly. You've written down your goals, like this red thread that we're following today. You've written down a lot of things, and she's picking them apart a bit. And it would be really great. I think I can give you 3 minutes approximately, right now, just to try to take one thing, maybe it's a top priority in your list, and to write down one thing, one experience, one resource, one piece of luggage, so to say, a burden, and a companion who you think you could help you. Just give it a try and see what spontaneously comes out. She has written a list of experiences, resources, luggage and companions. The first comment was, oh, difficult. Yeah, that's just one thing, but it would be great. This is what Heike suggests. You've got your list, you have some goals, you have the opportunity, and she's got a little treasure chest here and the handout of writing down and contributing to this list over the next couple of days and longer, of course. As she said, just keep building on it. Notice things about yourself and then eventually figure out what you need to achieve the goal, sort of the difference between here and there. And for example, the companions could be things we'll talk about later, blockbusters or success teams. And I just wanted to mention her workshop is something that happens every January. I've taken it 4 times, and it's a great time to start the beginning of the year. I know it's not because it's more than just New Year's resolutions. It really helps you to get together with people and say, where am I and where am I going? And it's become a little bit more than just like, oh, what do I want to do this year? You have to keep realigning. I do know people that take a half or one day even per month and just write themselves in the calendar. As Astrid suggested, 1 hour a week is good as well to keep on the ball. Keep in touch with your goals. The vision board is sort of the visual part of it that will remind you of it. The backward planning could be a little bit more structured way of getting there with a down to your tiniest steps. And this here is like your treasure chest. You are just full of it. You are full of experience and good things and bad things. And it's really good then for you to write them down. Sometimes you just need to write them down. That's what Taylor was saying. And visualize them because there's a lot of things that we might take for granted. And sometimes you just have to make it a little bit more concrete for yourself. You have or have access to more than you think. So I hope that that helped and you've got the handout. And I wish you luck for the next step because boy, the next step, clarity and structure. Whoa, you're in for it now. In a
Thank
good
you
way.
very much for
You're
sharing your experience with Hilke's workshop and for your kind words.
That was great, Alexandra. Thank you. And thanks to Hilke as well.